Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and our educational and entertaining radio novella, Crossroads Generation.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future stands today.
This is the very first episode, so lean back and get ready to meet three young students who are facing some difficult choices. One of them is Masim Soto, a beautiful and intelligent 15-year-old girl from a poor family who refuses to accept her destiny, struggling instead for a better future. There's 16-year-old Nikki Jumbe, a model student from a well-to-do family who's striving for recognition. And lastly, we will meet Dan Kanyama. His parents live in the neighboring country of Laboria, but they're sending him to school abroad so he can get the best education possible. Back home, a career in his father's successful gold mining enterprise awaits him. These young people are caught up in a challenging, fast-changing world, and each day they find themselves standing at a crossroads. Which path will they choose? Make yourselves comfortable as we embark on the first episode entitled The Best Day of My Life. Marcy has just picked up a letter that was waiting for her at a former school, and she can hardly believe what it says.
Mom! 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 You're not going to believe this! Oh,
Marcy,
my God!
Don't scare me like that.
I'm sorry.
I'm pregnant, for heaven's sake. I don't want the shock to send me into labor.
Mom, this is the best day of my life! I am the only candidate from my school who's been offered a presidential bursary. This scholarship will pay my entire tuition fee for high school. That's what this letter from the Bongo Academy says. I just picked it up from my old school. All the teachers there are so happy for me. And
Marcy, my dear child,
my God.
I know that you're clever and I know you want to stay on at school.
Yes.
But how can I tell you this? I really wish it were different.
But it is different, Mom. Look, all I need from you and Dad is to buy me a few things I need to start at the school. All the rest, the school fees, and everything will be taken care of by the bursary fund. At Bongo's, they have a library, a computer room. Oh, my. Oh, Dad, you'll never guess how.
Hey, hey, what is it? Hey.
I got accepted at Bongo Academy.
Whoa, what's this? Stop hugging me. You're crushing my ribs. Hey.
Look, Dad. Here's a list of the things I'll need to start school.
What?
Oh, my.
Hey, this is how you welcome me after I've just spent 12 hours standing in the sun guarding someone else's house?
Huh? Soto, your daughter is over the moon. She says she's been given some money by the president.
Yes.
Oh, really? Now that kind of welcome I like. Let me see that. Let me see. Dear Masim Soto, congratulations. Due to your exemplary performance in the primary exams, you have been admitted to the Bongo High School Academy. You have also been selected as one of only a few beneficiaries of the Presidential Bursary Fund. This will pay all your tuition fees for your entire secondary education. Now, before you start at the country's leading high school next term, here are some things you need to buy. First, two school uniforms. Second, two pairs of black shoes. Bongo recommends leather shoes. Third, a pair of sports shoes. Fourth, a fully equipped geometry set. Blah, blah, blah. Now, who do these people think we are? I'm eating boiled cassava for supper, and they expect me to be able to afford two pairs of leather shoes for my daughter. Huh? Two pairs of leather shoes.
But, Dad, we could try to...
Marcy, there's no doubt about it. You've done yourself proud. Now come help me peel the cassava.
Mom, we could borrow money from my Aunt Lena, couldn't we? She seems to be doing well. I mean, she's taken in my two younger brothers and is taking care of them. I'm sure she...
Shut up! Shut up, Mercy. Now you listen to me. I don't want you ever to talk to anyone about your aunt or your two younger brothers. Is that clear?
Huh? But,
do you understand me?
But I don't understand. Why is it wrong to talk about that?
Not another word from you. Help your mother peel those cassavas. I'm going out.
Msoto, please don't come back too late. The food will be cold. And please don't drink too much.
All right, Nikki. I'll wait for you right here.
Mom, I'll be fine, really. You don't have to sit and wait for me in the car park.
Nikki, you're taking a lot of money into that shopping mall. I just want to be sure that you get in safely. Then I'll drive away.
I'm 16 now. I can take care of myself.
Yeah, yeah. Nikki Jumba is becoming a man. I know. And I don't want to treat you like a boy. That's why I gave you the money. So you can buy yourself everything you need for high school. My son at Bongo Academy. I can't wait to see my friends and brag about you.
Mom, can I have the shopping list?
I wrote it on the tablet, PC. You can take it with you. A Bongo Academy student needs to show people the kind of family he comes from. Just make sure you don't lose it. And when you're finished buying everything, just call me and I'll come and pick you up. Have fun shopping.
Thanks, Mom. See ya.
So, you say your name is Dan Kanyama?
That's right, madam.
And you're not a resident of this country, am I right?
Correct. I am from Laboria. I've brought my travel documents here.
Uh-huh. Good. And do you have a school tuition fees? In our currency, we don't accept other currencies. Except...
I have the fees in US dollars, madam.
That's what I wanted to say. We accept only our local currency or US dollars. May I? Good. That all seems fine. Welcome to Bongo Academy, Dan. You're one of the first students to enroll for this school year. I'll show you to the boys' dormitory. It's right inside the school compound.
Thank you, madam.
Soto, no. We can't do that to Mercy.
Oh dear, what's happening?
She doesn't deserve that.
And what exactly does she deserve then? Huh? Mercy is now 15 years old. She's ripe and ready to become someone's wife. Besides, think about the dowry we'll get.
Oh no, am I really hearing this?
Soto, keep your voice down. Mercy might be listening. There's only a hanging blanket between our bed and hers.
Lulu, I have decided. And that's final. Now, put out that oil lamp, please. I want to sleep.
Soto, please, think about what you're saying. I'm still trying to cope with what you made me do with our boys, sending them away to live with your sister. And
if you don't want to put out the light, I'll do it myself.
This can't be happening.
Mercy just overheard her father come out with some heartbreaking news. Now she's at a crossroads and she has to make a choice. What will she decide to do? Meanwhile, Nikki and Dan are preparing for their first school day. You want to know why Dan's parents sent him to Bongo Academy? Watch his video blog online on our webpage, dw.de/LBE, or follow us on Facebook. Until next time, from Learning by Ears Crossroads Generation, goodbye.